The Detroit Board of Police Commissioners' chief investigator has more than 800 backlogged citizen complaints that have gone unanswered for 90 days or more. The chair of the board's Citizen Complaint Committee demanded answers from the chief investigator at a recent meeting. Bridge Detroit's Bryce Huffman tells WDET's Nargis Rahman that many of the complaints were over procedures and officers' demeanor toward city residents.
They gave out this number of backlog citizen complaints, and they kind of threw it in right before another presentation, so they didn't really dwell on it. But the number that they gave was 850 backlogged complaints, and that means citizen complaints that had been filed 90 days ago or longer that had not been addressed yet. And that's a big deal because citizen complaints against police officers are one of the few recourses citizens have to complaining about officers if they feel that their rights are being violated or that they were mistreated by an officer. So if you have all of these complaints stacking up over a long period of time and they're not being dealt with properly, it hurts the ability to hold police officers accountable.
So what were essentially the commissioners saying was the reason for the backlog?
COVID shutting things down a lot in 2020 slowed them down, just like it slowed down just about every city department. Kind of related to that, the second reason is staffing. When you have fewer investigators looking into complaints, that means each investigator has a bigger and bigger caseload to deal with, and that just slows everything down. Commissioner Ricardo Moore, who represents the 7th District and he heads the Citizen Complaint Committee, he blamed it on leadership as kind of a function. It's people were not properly being transparent about what was going on at OCI. Commissioners were not asking tougher questions about this backlog and really holding them accountable for what's going on and hiring more investigators.
What were some of the major complaints that people were reporting about the Detroit police?
Most of them were actually about procedure. So let's say you get stopped by an officer and you're driving your car and you feel that the way that the officer conducted the stop wasn't proper, or they missed some steps or they skipped steps that normally would go into a proper stop, and it messed with how you perceive the officer to be doing their job. There's also a demeanor as an aspect of it. So let's say an officer stops you and you don't like the tone of voice that they took with you. That happens fairly often here and in lots of other cities. So those are some of the things that not just BOPC members, but also people in the department have talked about wanting to correct. You know, like, we don't want officers cussing people out in front of their families. Like, that's something that hurts trust in the public.
80% of the citizens' complaints were filed by Black Detroiters. You know, there's this long conversation of representation in the police department. You know, is there something you would like to say about that?
The city of Detroit is about 80% Black, so it's fairly representative of the city's population. But it also goes into, you know, who is coming into contact most with police officers. And if they're the ones filing these complaints, you have to imagine there's a lot of people who recognize a lot of the same issues with police officers, you know, demeanor and procedure complaints, who never file, either because they don't know how to file or they don't think that it's a good idea to file out of fear of retaliation.
There are a few updates that happened in the past week after those backlog complaints were brought to attention. What are some of those updates that people should know?
OCI, they did update the board and the public last night at their meeting and said that the backlog number, again, cases that have been in the system 90 or more days, is actually now down to 779. So if we compare that to the number that I reported back in April when it was around 780, that number's actually gone down a little bit. It's still not as great as it should be, right? So there's still 990 total cases currently in OCI, and 779 of them have not been addressed yet. The average length of investigation, according to Ricardo Moore, and I want to say Willie Burton also gave me the same number, between 45 and 90 days is kind of what they're aiming to close cases out in. They've closed, in 2022, 137 cases.
Was there anything that they mentioned last night about how they are planning to address the staffing issues or making sure that the backlog is getting lower?
They're looking at the actual process that they go through from getting a complaint to closing a complaint. And they're trying to increase transparency. They're trying to make the process more efficient And a lot of this does come down to how many investigators they have, the way that they're teaching their investigators to look at cases, and what they actually need to be doing to make sure a case isn't just, they look at it, they determine they don't want to do anything with it, and then just kind of call it closed, but it's actually going through the proper steps and making sure that it gets done.
So I know that the Detroit Documenters notes contributed to this report. What was it that you learned from the notes?
The notes gave me a lot of kind of the raw numbers that are sometimes a bit elusive to get from OCI. If you, for instance, I've called OCI dozens and dozens of times and maybe only had them answer the phone twice, maybe three times when I call to just ask for information. And a lot of the time it's because they defer to give this information out until all of the commissioners are kind of brought up to speed. And oftentimes that just happens during the OPC meetings. The documenter notes kind of fill me in on what's being said during the meetings that maybe I miss or meetings that I'm not able to attend, but just kind of to keep record of, all right, what's being said after they give these numbers out, who asks questions about it, who is demanding more be done about it.